This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But I want to continue some Hawks conversation that we've had early on about this team and what version they really are right now. Are they the team who can pull off a really solid late win over the Cavaliers last night? Or are they more of the team that didn't show up on Wednesday against the Washington Wizards? And to have that conversation with me is Glenn Willis. He's one of the co-hosts of ATL and 29 podcast, a great listen that he and Kevin Chouinard do a great job with. Glenn, how you doing on this Saturday, man?
I'm good. Another rainy day in Seattle. It's that time of year where it never stops.
Well, you know, it's not been so, like, super exciting here in the Atlanta area as we are dealing, obviously, with some colder temperatures. Not as bad as what we saw today up at the Big House with Michigan and Ohio State, but a little gloomy nonetheless. A team that wasn't gloomy last night was the Hawks, as they were able to get a good win over the Cavs, 130-123. It's obviously the return of DeAndre Hunter in this one, coming back to State Farm Arena, playing against his former team, and man, Mo Gay certainly, you know, made him feel quite welcome. What did you like out of this game, Glenn, versus, you know, clearly what we saw on Wednesday, which was a very, very ugly loss against the Wizards?
Yeah, they just looked like a team that needed a few days off, and they were better for having those few days off. The travel schedule has been brutal up to this point in the season, and from that standpoint, I think it's impressive how many games they've won with really never playing in the same city back-to-back games, like for almost any stretch of that first part of the season. So I think that rest was good. The Washington game was about as ugly as it gets. Probably will be their ugliest loss in the season, I would hope, because that was really bad. But again, 2 days off at home can do a lot to kind of just help you get your body right, and I think that serves them well to help them play 48 solid minutes against the Cavs and get that win.
Yeah, you mentioned the travel aspect of things. I had taken a look in the Hawks will play in the month of November 15 games in 30 days with only, I believe it was 3 of those days actually getting some sort of rest and not having to travel in some form or fashion. I mean, it's so bizarre to have a season in which I keep waiting for a homestand of like, oh, okay, you know, when are I going to see my friends at State Farm Arena, you know, all the people who cover the Hawks for more than just a game, and then see you in a week as they come back through the city. And obviously Quinn Snyder has spoken about that recently, the fact that, you know, the team haven't really been able to unpack their suitcase, and yet throughout this, Glenn, they've been able to step up and go 7-3, I believe, in their last 10 games. And this playing, you know, significant time without Trae Young. What have you seen from this team as they've played without their star leader?
Yeah, a couple of things. One is Nikhil Alexander-Walker's been an absolute revelation this season and is stepping up and embracing an opportunity like he's never had in his career. And I put right next to that, probably even a little ahead of that, what Jalen Johnson is doing with an expanded offensive role and having so much offense run through him. Feels like he's getting a triple-double every other game. He's, you know, his assist totals are up there every night, doing a great job. I think, you know, opposing defenses are going to continue to throw more and more complexity at him. But I know that the coaching staff will help him kind of work through what did you see in this game that's different from last game. Because this is, for me, in my view, the greatest amount of offensive responsibility Jalen's had at any point in his career. And for me, you know, that Washington game was a one-off in terms of he didn't have the normal level of production we've seen him so consistently have in all, you know, across the stretch of games. But it's just, for me, it's very impressive to see him take a step up, a much bigger, broader offensive role, a lot more offensive responsibility, and for him to work through really seeing things for the first time in his career in this kind of role is just really impressive to me.
Now, Glenn, I think one thing about this team that I guess has confused me is coming into the season, you know, there's a lot of conversation about how young they are, and certainly third youngest team in the NBA. However, size-wise, they are one of, if not the tallest teams, just across, like, average height across their team, and that's with having Trae Young in that mix. Yet, rebounding has been such a major factor for them, they haven't been able to capitalize on. What have you seen that's caused this team to just not be a good rebounding team?
Yeah, so I think part of that is that Quinn wants them to play fast. And to play fast, he will swing towards really three-guard lineups a lot. And NBA coaches have trade-offs to make, you know, and that's one trade-off he seems to be pretty consistently willing to make, is to get a third ball handler on the floor. Everyone's talked about the Luke v. Keaton lineup and all those sorts of things. But he wants them to turn defense into offense, play fast, you know, attack early in the shot clock, attack transition defense. That's where he wants them to find a lot of their offensive productivity. But the trade-off there is that you don't have the biggest lineup on the floor at, you know, 3 through 5 all the time. And you are so I know, you know, if you listen to Quinn talk, I know you're there a post game every home game. And he'll say all five guys have to rebound. And that's something mm-hmm. they have to continue to commit toward is, okay, even though we're playing a smaller lineup, everybody's got to be engaged and really invested in helping us rebound the basketball and in defensive possessions with a rebound. It takes all five guys. But when you listen to Quinn talk, it's like we want to play fast, we want to be aggressive, we want to attack. So he values the third ball handler on the floor. And again, the trade-off, I think, comes on the other end and the rebounding sometimes. But I think he would challenge his team to work as a unit of five people to rebound the basketball on that end.
Is there a way of, like, this team, especially?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
With their bigs, just taking better routes to the ball. Because, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes of, like, the Dennis Rodman clip of, you know, him talking about rebounding and how he worked on that skill just so much. And with this team, given the idea of, okay, you want all five guys to be a part of that, it feels a bit random how guys are opting to go to the ball, and who decides, hey, I'm going to go leak out, and cover back on offense, specifically when they're rebounding defensively. Like, how do you find that mix of guys taking better angles and then deciding to help rebound or leak out and try to get, you know, something in transition?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's another area of trade-off. It's like, if we feel like we can get 20 to 25 points in transition and we're willing to try to limit the opponent to, say, 15 second chance points, if we can be plus 10 in that exchange, then that's a winning formula, right? But if the result is that, you know, you're giving up more second chance points to your opponent than you're creating in those transition opportunities, that's something's got to be addressed and fixed. And in that Cleveland game was the first time we saw Quinn really kind of move away from Keaton and play bigger lineups to contend with Jarrett Allen and Evan Mobley, you know, two really good offensive rebounders. So he swung towards kind of bigger lineups and actually closed for the first time in a while with Zachary Richache. And I think that helped them be better in that phase of play. So as they continue to move forward, it's going to be interesting to see how Quinn manages these trade-offs of play fast, play with pace, sacrifice maybe some on the defensive glass and see which way that goes. But it's going to be a challenge if they want to continue to play fast and small to rebound the basketball defensive in the court, unless all five guys are really, 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 really working hard in that phase.
Talking with Glenn Willis on the WadeFord.com hotline. Glenn does a great job of the podcast, ATL and 29. Glenn, when people talk about Zachary Richache, I feel like it's very easy for the idea to be thrown out of, hey, because he's the number one overall pick, he should be doing X, Y, and Z. And so when we don't see him doing these, you know, spectacular, being the front man of his team, all those sorts of things, well, he must be having a regression in his sophomore season. How are you kind of seeing Zachary's growth in this second year in the league?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not really concerned about him long term. I hear the same things you hear. Like, and social media is a good and bad place to kind of get all sorts of narratives around, you know, the way that fans view, is he producing the value you'd expect in year two, sophomore year, all that sort of stuff. And for me, he's, I think, on a trajectory to be a very high level role player. And I think, you know, what he showed last night in the fourth quarter really just jumped out at me. I thought one of the key plays in the game, you know, he knocked down that left corner three, mm-hmm. you know, under 3 minutes to go. And then on the very next play, they were attacking and he ran straight to the rim, and that opened up a wide open three for N'Keal Alexander Walker. So you watch him play and the processing is there. Like, all the processing is there for him. But last, you know, Quinn hasn't always trusted him late in games, and last night he did. So I think he's going to be fine. I think the structure is good. I think one thing that has impacted his offensive consistency is he's fairly trade dependent. You know, he's the guy they want leaking out all the time. He has good speed to the rim, all that sort of stuff. And they kind of give him a little grace on not helping rebound the basketball when he leaks out. Trey's the best, maybe one of the best head-to-head passers in the league, and that's always served Zach well in transition. Apart from Jalen, no one else on the team really has that skill. Dyson has a little of that, you know. But without Trey, I think Zach is having to learn to kind of function offensively in a very different way. There's an adjustment there. And I would hope that he has grace with himself and Hawks fans can kind of understand that. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be a really good player. I think the processing is high level. He's still very, very young, and they don't push a lot of offensive design towards him specifically. And that's okay for where he is at this point in his career.
Glenn, you mentioned that relationship on the court with Trey and Zach, and we learned today that the reevaluation period for Trey Young as he works his way back to coming and rejoining the team after that MCL injury is now 2 weeks away when they'll reevaluate things. You've got a game against the Sixers on the 14th. That Sunday, and then you've got a game against the Spurs on the Friday, the 19th, as potential games that, hey, if everything works out perfectly, it's one of those two that you would very likely see Trey return. How difficult is it going to be for Trey to enter in this team after missing, at least at that point, you know, 6 weeks worth of time?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, one, it's no secret that Trey hates missing games. He wants to play. He wants to get back as soon as he can. He wants to be there for his team competing. But for me, if his team can keep winning, right, that gives them more opportunity to just make sure Trey is really ready to go, right? And I know that, like, I can just imagine that, you know, Trey wants to play, wants to get back as fast as possible. But if this team can't continue winning games, I think maybe they buy an extra week. That's good for him long term, in my view. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer or anything like that. But I think there's a relationship between this team continuing to, you know, get wins and giving the organization and the medical staff opportunity to just give him more time to get back. And so if they can keep winning games, I think that would be great. I'll do very high level. They're running the offense completely differently with him out, a lot more motion, a lot more sharing the basketball and things like that. When he comes back, it's going to be interesting to see how much they swing back towards the balance between Trey's pick and roll genius and the stuff that they're running now. That's going to be very interesting to see how he adapts to what they've been running while he's been out. But for me, I think Hawks fans probably hope, let's keep seeing this team get wins, because if we can just buy Trey one or two more weeks, then that sets us up, you know, for the rest of the season where he's stronger, not having to feel like he has to rush back, even though we all know that's his instinct.
Absolutely. Well, that is Glenn Willis. Give him a follow on social media at Willis_Glenn. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast ATL and 29. Glenn, always appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.